Conference recording started.
Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Ann Teen. I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 21st of October, and ending on Sunday, the 27th of October, and another month goes by so quickly, although we're still recovering here in the upstate and western Carolinas. Things are moving again, and still lots of little glitches going on, but one can't complain if one is sitting in a house with power and water when you've seen what's happened to a lot of others, right? So here we are on the Monday that begins the last week of October, and the coming in of November, and we are going to be having the sun shift out of Libra, so bye Libra, that was the last holdout, and it is leaving. The sun is going to be in Scorpio on Tuesday, and that's basically the major thing of the week. We start out Monday with a very early morning conjunction of Moon in Gemini to Jupiter, and we're in the third quarter phase. By the way, this is when we have had that Aries full moon. I don't know if you noticed it. I think most people did. It was the most incredibly bright light I think I've ever seen, or at least for a while. And so we are, on the down from that, and going for the next lunar event, which is going to be a new moon on the first day of November. And obviously that'll be in Scorpio, right? So Jupiter gives us a bounce in the very early morning, but Moon is going to square Neptune, retrograde in Pisces, until 2:50 p.m. on Monday, and this is all Eastern, still daylight time. And this is a confusing experience. Moon in Gemini has a natural instinct to want information and communicate and be able to navigate the environment, and Neptune is, just casting a fog or a delusion or a deception on all of that. Also, could be a toxicity for the respiratory, so be careful. People are starting to, manifest, and, you might be out there with somebody. So if you don't have to do your errands or something till after 3 p.m. Eastern time, maybe you get to avoid that. And you do get the wonderful harmony of the lights, with Moon in Gemini trine the Sun in Libra. It's not the Sun's last act. We have one more act before it goes. But that will be until 5 p.m. And, of course, that harmony of the lights is within the self. So we feel balanced and, stabilized in our, particularly, mind, because it's an air Gemini to Libra trine. So we feel good, and our communications with others can flow very well at that point, too. So make a note of that. It's only a little over an hour, but you can catch it if you want to. And then there's a void of course moon after 5 p.m., which will have that same energy in it lingering on. So, and the moon will enter Cancer at 6:50 p.m., and the Scorpio Mercury is having a trine to retrograde Saturn in Pisces until 2:35 a.m. So there's investigation going on. Some of the things that have been happening that weren't above board or that are destabilizing, yes, they're looking at that, definitely, and so are you. But the Sun in Libra, last aspect is the square to Pluto in Capricorn. Now, this is one aspect I can say will not happen again for, 200 and something years. So this is the last time we have to have that desire to express justice and a powerful authority that could care less, right? So that's it. End of story. So the sun enters Scorpio at 6:15 p.m. and the moon is heading towards a trine to Saturn and Pisces, Cancer moon now, until 6:17 p.m. So the first thing we know is that the entry of Scorpio sun comes when Cancer moon is trying to nurture and support people who are identifying now as victims. I know when I did the forecast for the Aries lunation, I was talking a bit about that. And we are actually coming up to the exact Mars opposition to Pluto that was, in that particular lunar event. So, there were, intensifications in certain realms, let's say. So it's nice to have a caring energy that's trying to look out for us. And that's what we have on Tuesday. The sun going into Scorpio is, the time of year when we're finishing up, if we were still agricultural society in Northern Hemisphere, the whole issue of the agricultural production. And for those of us now in modern times, without having to rely on just one place producing food for us, well, at least so far, we can make a lot of gratitude prayers for having food, right? This is a time when we look at the production period of our lives in general, like what have we gained in harvest? We're coming towards the end of the year, and the sun in Scorpio is bringing us into that deep, powerful place within where we know that certain things must transform and other things must be re-empowered. So it's, more serious if it gets deeper. And even though, when this Scorpio sun is moving along, we are still hustling along, remember that it's not about death, it's about transformation. Not always about death. Sometimes death is the transformation. But I know, we're starting to get a lot of colored leaves here, and it's wonderful to see them, and I'm glad the roads are starting to open into the mountain areas, because, boy, I would hate to miss the show, because it's a wonderful show. But it's not dying. It's not that the leaves are dying. It's that they're doing this wonderful transformation from photosynthesis, which is the green leaf, and that's what the plant needs. And, there's a lot of light and a lot of sun when the leaves are green, right? But now we're getting darker. And so they're changing into material food, nutrients. And if we let them stay when they fell, they would be feeding the plant from the earth level into the roots. But we're a society that looks at how do things look. Does it look pretty? Is it nice? And if we don't like that, looks doesn't look so good. So we get rid of them. And so that's just our mistake, all right? But constantly focusing on this is the leaves are dying, isn't really the focus. The focus is, isn't it amazing how transformation happens? What the plant needs is being given at the time it's needed. And if we could see that in our own lives, wouldn't that be wonderful? So when you're focusing during the sun in Scorpio, yes, some endings have to happen. They happen all the time. You know, each moment ends and it's never the same again. So this is a process, but the empowerment is to understand that we have the ability to look deeply into things, Scorpio, and into things in our life, into things about ourselves, and how we express the self, and if we could make any transformations there that would be positive, or once again, if we should be re-empowering, giving more energy. Pluto is a vast amount of energy. It's incredible power, ruler of Scorpio. All right. I mean, the god of the underworld is feared, I think, more than anything because of the concept of hell that wasn't always there. You know, a lot of these councils of the early church, you know, made some things occur. But underworld right now is where life is taking place, you know. And you'll see the agricultural and plant kingdom life start coming up in the spring, and also some of the creatures that go into hiding but will come back when the sun calls them out. And that's natural life. We are responding to the sunlight. So right now the sun is going inward, and it wants us to go inward also. But of course, we get very busy as we go through holiday season. And if you feel the energy of, I really feel like having a nap this afternoon. I really don't feel like going out and running around. Listen to you, because that's your inner self, the Scorpio energy of what's hidden. Let it be what helps you. Let it be what strengthens you, because the sun is our vital life energy. So that's what I want to say. The house that has the sun moving through the transit of Scorpio will be a place where you will see this more in your birth chart. And, you know, wherever that is, that's where you can be empowering yourself. All right? So, sun in Scorpio. Let's see. I didn't look to see. Well, it's obviously going to change in about 30 days, 31 days. Well, 30 days has September, April, June, and November. So, it's going to be 31. So let's see, November, it doesn't, you know, the sun has its own time. It doesn't pay attention to midnight of a certain day. So every year it could be a little bit different, and that's why people don't always know what sun sign they have. Because if you're born in the morning on the 21st of November, you're a Scorpio, but the sun will enter Sagittarius at 2:56 p.m. Eastern time on the 21st of November this year. And that's probably a week before the U.S. holiday of Thanksgiving. We always have that Sagittarius sun for Thanksgiving, and that's what we should be seeing, all the bounty and the gifts that have been given to us and giving thanks for it. But, you know, I don't know how many people actually even do that anymore as part of their ritual. However, this is, again, Scorpio that we are just going into this week, and this is our focus until the 21st of November. Again, the moon is going to a nurturing aspect for Saturn, who's been really having difficulties in Pisces, water difficulties, which we saw in Florida and up here. Like, amazing things happened. And people have all kinds of conspiracy theories about it. But, of course, the water, as we've been being told all year, is a lot warmer. And if you don't believe it, ask some of the fish and some of the creatures that are starting to have climate migration. And that heat is what's been fueling the intensifications. And so, you know, as it keeps heating, we should expect these things, which we don't really want to expect, but it can happen. Moon in Cancer goes on from 6:17 p.m. to 8:22 p.m. in a trine to Mercury in Scorpio. Ooh, you get the message, you get the answer. This is a psychic moment where that detective gets that big aha. So if you're looking and you're looking about home and family matters and ways for your own security, which is Cancer's big issue, it's like especially emotional security, but also the physical, you know, food, clothing, and shelter. This is a very good aspect for receiving information that you might need to know about that for yourself or for others. But after 8:22 p.m., Moon in Cancer is moving towards Mars in Cancer, and that's heating up those mucous membranes. So be careful what you have to eat. That's going to be all the way to 5:20 p.m. on Wednesday, a day where a lot of people are going to be agitated. They're not going to be feeling secure. They might get into arguments, steamy arguments. And just, again, take care of yourself. Make sure you're in good shape and, you know, you're not getting into conflicts on Wednesday the 23rd. There will be a positive shift that comes in as Moon passes that Mars conjunction and sextiles retrograde Uranus and Taurus until 6:16 p.m. So some way opens up, some new ideas, and then again the very psychic energy coming in with the Moon in Cancer trine Neptune in Pisces until 9 p.m. You can get the message, definitely, and especially about family matters or security matters for yourself. Moon in Cancer goes opposition Pluto in Capricorn until 12:47 a.m. And that's, you know, late enough, but still, if you are trying to present your needs, your emotional needs, during that time, they will not be received. Pluto in Capricorn can be a very cold energy, very focused on outer world, even though it's the god of the underworld because it's in Capricorn. So that's what you're going to be looking at. So when we get to Thursday, 1:24 a.m., Moon enters Leo and squares the Sun in Scorpio, but that's overnight for most of us here, for sure, in the United States. 4:03 a.m. is when that comes in. So the dance of Leo and Scorpio, as my teacher told me, was like the dance of death. Well, they both need to be in control. Leo is the sign of the king, you know, wants to be the ruler, and Scorpio just wants the control, you know, period. So it is a fixed square that doesn't resolve. And that's why he calls it the dance of death, because that's the only way the conflict ends, if somebody exits, right? So don't get involved. And you may have, like, some dreams that have that kind of energy in it. But Thursday, we enter this last quarter phase of the moon, also with that square of the moon to the sun. And we have a day of Moon in Leo trine Venus in Sagittarius. What a change. What an upbeat and fun and even romantic energy this is. So all the way to 5:43 p.m. on Thursday. Hooray. And Mars in Cancer is looking at new ideas in a sextile to Uranus and Taurus also. you know, what can I change in my financial life? What can I change about the home? This and that, until 8:13 p.m. But after 5:43 p.m., Moon in Leo will square Mercury in Scorpio, and that is a long transit coming in. You won't feel it until probably Friday morning, because it goes exact at 12:41 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. So this is not a time to discuss finance, how to spend, investment, or even entertainments and things that you might want to think about in terms of your festive holiday season or stuff like that. Not good. Not good right now. No. And if, you know, you happen to be in a relationship and you've been in that Moon in Leo, I want attention mode, and maybe you've been getting it from other people, even if you're not planning on acting on it in a different way, that Mercury in Scorpio is going to come down on you hard if that's your partner. Yes. Or if you're the partner, you'll be like, you know, getting pretty jealous there and communicating stuff in a negative way. So, but after 12:41 p.m. Friday, also a very upbeat, happy, fun energy with Moon in Leo, sextil Jupiter in Gemini until 5:42 p.m. So the afternoon is your time to play Moon in Leo. But again, another fixed planet awaits. Moon in Leo has to square Uranus and Taurus from 5:42 p.m., that's the aspect coming in, until 4:04 a.m. on Saturday. Okay, so changes that aren't happy changes for the Moon in Leo. That's what you can imagine. And there's a void, of course, Leo Moon on Saturday until 11:47 a.m. when it enters Virgo. And Virgo, at this point, is going into sextil, the Sun in Scorpio, until 7:54 p.m. Now, this is a great time, even though it's a Saturday, for putting your ducks in a row, you know, and really looking at this coming end of a year and beginning of a new year. Now, that new year, as I have told you in the blog posts and maybe in the podcasts too, there are so many changes. It's like a phenomenal time, really. I mean, you know, you've got Pluto going into Aquarius, and, you know, that's going to not go back to Capricorn. So we're going into a major shift with that slow mover in Aquarius. And then Saturn's going to move into Aries. So what's going to be, you know, there's a lot of what's going to happen. And then even Uranus is going to take a dip into Gemini for a bit. And as I spoke to one of my Native American teachers, and I was telling him all the planetary change lineup, and he said, you know, Uranus and Gemini is my favorite so far. I said, I understand, because you have tremendous shifts in consciousness and new ideas aplenty when Uranus is in Gemini. But that doesn't stay for the whole year, but it gives you a taste. And Neptune is also leaving Pisces and going into Aries. So many things are going to be radically different than the energies that we've become used to, even if we didn't really enjoy all of them. We were used to them, you know. And so looking ahead, you need to realize that there are shifts that may require, and this is a great time to look at it because this is transformation, Sun in Scorpio, that you may be open to the idea of that transformation that I spoke about at the beginning of the podcast. You know, sometimes you must change the way you do things, change the way you present things in order to move to the next space, which is required in 2025. All right, so that's a great time right there, Saturday, till 7:54 p.m. And if you're talking to a partner of any kind at that point, family member or whatever, it's a good conversation. It'll go well. But after that, Moon in Virgo is taking a long ride till it gets to the square to Venus in Sagittarius. 11:39 a.m. on Sunday is when we find that one exact. So again, we might not feel this until we're in the morning of Sunday. However, if you're making plans, like say after 8 o'clock on Saturday, this is why I always give you this timing, because the moon tells the tale. So if you think you came up with this great thing, you can expect, if you try to discuss it or if you're running into other people about this, that there may be some different point of view that you're going to have to deal with. Now, Moon square Venus is not usually nasty or fights, but the values and the sense of what's comfortable are different. So it will be that kind of thing. And so you'll either do your best with it and allow, and the mutable signs, which these are, can allow for people to have a difference sometimes. But if not, you know, it just gets a little, maybe there's a little snippy, little critical or teasing or something like that, which isn't great in my book. I don't find those moments comfortable. So 11:39 a.m., that's when it comes in. And then it gets like a downer from the moon going opposite Saturn until 1:56 p.m. So, you know, it's a bit of an obstacle course for Virgo moon with the instinct to put things in order, perfect, you know, take care of health and this and that. And also the opposition to Saturn is something to caution you about looking at health for that time frame, like 12 to 2 p.m. on Sunday. You might be going out for lunch, you know. Be aware of what you're looking at on the menu and that, so forth. And when the moon is free of the opposition to Saturn, it's going to square Jupiter in Sagittarius until 5:37 a.m. on Monday. So again, you won't feel it until late evening, but you may be tempted to go overboard in certain ways. And you will have the Jupiter in Gemini, which is retrograde, so a lot of information has come in during that Jupiter in Gemini. Unbelievable amounts of communications, and, you know, so if you're having to go back over those, you know, that's a tedious task for Moon in Virgo. You know, let's move on and get things fixed. You know, this may be a time when you're having to look back on things, and, you know, it's not exactly the cup of tea that the moon in Virgo would like to be making. Yeah, so that's 5:37 a.m. All right, so that's it for this week, and we are in the mode of, again, as I say, we're having Mars in Cancer getting closer to that very volatile opposition to Pluto in Capricorn next week. It'll come in on Sunday, and so we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about the new moon in Scorpio on, quote, All Saints Day. And if you're on Substack, my latest post on ancestor theme for October is Ancestors and Halloween. All right, so there's been a lot of transformation over the years about how this particular time around the end of, you know, the next week we have Halloween on the 31st or so, and which is Thursday. It's been very different, and you get to find out exactly how. You also are going to fall back on the third day of November and have actual sun time, which, as most of my listeners know, I really like. I really like letting the sun be what it is, where it is. And, you know, the old Native American joke about daylight savings time is only the white man would cut an inch off a blanket top, sew it to the bottom, and think it has a longer blanket. Yes, I agree. And we will have that fall back to where the sun actually is. I guess it's because I'm a Sagittarius. I just really like things in the natural law. You know, that's what that's about. So we'll be talking about that. And let's see if anybody else is going to shift. Yes, Mercury's shifting. Also, it'll move into Sagittarius and lighten us up a little bit that way. So, as always, I wish you the best with these energies. And if you go to Substack, you will read the post there, shellywrites.substack.com, about ancestors and Halloween. You might get some interesting insights and some memories coming up for yourself. And I'll say goodbye for now.